from the front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say.
Mother, mother,
mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you have a proper wedding world?
Oh, mother, mother, father, gonna take your daughter out tonight, gonna show her. To understand, oh, 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 oh.
Father, do you want to bang heads with me? Do you want to build everything? Oh,
yeah, you want to bang heads with me, bitch? You are.
Weapons are moving all over the chessboard. The nukes have been moved in to Saudi Arabia out of Pakistan. Iran's announced their nukes. Russia's deploying their nukes publicly to the front lines in Belarus to strike from the north. Yes, that's their answer to Zelensky's massive NATO attack of thousands of drones over the weekend.
Not about to see a
Israel's defense ministers declared war on Europe, The Hague, the International Court.
Oh, I can show you what it's like. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
Now, while we sit around and talk about black versus white and Muslim versus Christian and all the rest of this stuff, it's all very going on. Just remember, it's been declassified 60 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and this year, dozens of declassifications and whistleblowers out of the Pentagon in Fort Detrick, Maryland, that Bill Gates has been weaponizing ticks with alpha-gal syndrome-causing systems so you can't eat beef anymore. And you got the WEF 6 years ago bragging, saying, we're going to weaponize ticks and release them so you don't eat beef anymore. Hell, they rolled out a shot that erases your immune system, gives you cancer, sterilizes your ass. You don't think they're going to release insects on you? And they don't even care they've been caught. And I know so many people, personally, that work as landscapers and ranchers and surveyors. There's a surveyor clip from yesterday I didn't play where he explained something really good about type of sulfur you can put on your boots. It's dead on. I forgot. Grandpa taught me that too. Yeah, my grandpa taught me how to live off the land. His taught him to be a businessman. So we got that information. Well, my grandpa's taught me how to be a businessman and live off the land and how the world really worked. But just remember who these people are. Bill Gates all over Latin America and the U.S. releasing the damn mosquitoes weaponized, and then all these diseases explode. And he just laughs all the way because he's a psychotic killer that heads up the World Eugenics Society that his mother and father were the directors of for IBM. Don't know about that? Look it up. And so I want to go to a John Bowne report on this and get to the latest. But first, let's put this on screen. This is USA Today. Tick bites drive record ER surge. CDC says map shows where. All these people are dying of alpha-gal. You don't just get violently sick when you've been bitten by the tick and have alpha-gal. You die many times. Oh, my goodness. A real plague. A real bioattack. Not their Ebola hype. Not their Hunta virus hype. Oh, you better give the UN full control of your life or you're all dead. Look at this. Tick bite surge sending many to ER. We got all the maps for you here. And you can look at it year after year. Ticks are showing up thousands of miles away from where they never were. And boxes fall from the sky. People catching on tape, run over. And all these little baby ticks that were bred, just like the baby mosquitoes. The Bill Gates breeds in mass. I've shown you the newscast, how great he is, how he's your savior. And then releasing him via motorcycles and drones and helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft in Florida and Texas and Brazil and everywhere else. How liberal in Colombia. Liberal, 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 liberal. And it's loaded with Trojan horses. Loaded with all sorts of goodies. Flying syringes. And then Joe Rogan, just anecdotal, talks about his friend that has alpha-gal now. It goes on and on and on. So while we're all talking about the Chi-Coms and the Vatican or the Jews or the Masons or the blah, 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 at the end of the day, you know what the unifying thing is of the evil globalist system is their mad scientists that there's too many of us that want a world government and believe AI is going to take over and that it's going to be our savior and that humans should be obsolete and gotten rid of. Wall Street Journal, looking forward to the end of humanity, all that stuff. That's evil out in the open. So I agree with Bill Maher. Nobody cares about the millions of Christians the last decade killed by Muslims in Africa because the Jews weren't involved. And then all the Jew haters get mad at me when I go, oh, the Chi-Coms are kind of important. The mad scientists are kind of important. I'm all over Israel's ass trying to take over our foreign policy, trying to get us into a nuclear war. But there's also other things going on. You know, I grew up outside Dallas, and from our neighborhood, when I didn't have a car when I'm like 12 years old or whatever, I was an idiot. I've asked my mother, she's taking me. It was I-30 coming across Lake Ray Hubbard into Rockwall, and me and my buddies would want to go to the shopping mall across the street that had restaurants and movie theater and meet our little girlfriends, and hundreds of times, I would just wait on I-30, sometimes, you know, in rush hour, you name it, and I'd just run all across the street. Off both, three lanes both ways, almost got hit repeatedly to get to the shopping mall and to get to the Sally Rottencrotch. So we could be behind the movie theater and smoke cigarettes and be bad, and maybe she brings her a six-pack of her daddy's beer. Just like deer get killed in the rut when they're running across the highway to follow the doe. Same thing. And why, what does that have to do with what you're talking about? When you're running across a highway, you got an 18-wheeler going 70 miles an hour. That's Israel. You got a Corvette going 90. That's Pakistan. You got Russia. It's a van going 70. You've got all this other. You got the mad scientists. It's 100 cars coming at you. And I'm just like, all these cars will kill us. All this stuff's dangerous. So it doesn't take away from your precious obsession with Jews and your hatred of them to recognize the other threats. You blind yourself. And I say this because anytime I post a video or an article and it's about something else, why you cover the Jews? So it's good to criticize Israel and some of the bad elements. It's good to put them out of control of our country. And it's legitimate, but criticize it from a legitimate point and perspective, not ultra. Not even low IQ anti-Semitism, it's retarded to say, I work for Israel because that makes you feel official and powerful. Or to say, you know, if somebody slips on a banana peel, a Jew did it. And all that does is turn all the Jews, most of them aren't in on this stuff, with the powerful globalist bloc that's, you know, half the globalist system in the West is Jewish billionaires. That's definitely real. There's a Jewish mafia. It's definitely, you know, an expression of the old Jewish mafia that basically did this. That is totally legitimate. But it is blinding to only be able to look at one thing. I've used many other analogies. If I'm hiking and run into a rattlesnake, I'm going to go around it. If I'm out at the dock swimming and, oh, there's a water moccasin, I'm going to get out of the water because they're aggressive, unlike rattlesnakes. And I can't tell you how many times I've almost been bit by a water moccasin, and they kill way more people than rattlesnakes. Look it up. So Israel's a rattlesnake. The globalist mad scientist system is a barrel of cobras. And I'm trying to explain that we're being bombed by this stuff. Bombed by it. In the shots, in the air, in the food. And then they're running around, even though most of it's declassified, chemtrailing, killing the bugs, the plants, us, neurological disorders, aluminum dioxide, barium salt, all of it. And we need to learn about this and get involved, as Congress is starting to, and RFK and the states, and get on it. But instead, people have learned one thing, and that's talk about Jews all day and obsess about Jews as if just dealing with that will fix it all. It won't. It's like brainwashed black racist. Just think talking about cave-dwelling white people and white people did it all, and if we just got rid of the white people, why white people invented slavery, all this made-up crap. It's were white people involved in some of that stuff? Yeah, but if you only know one thing, you're stupid. You're like a football team that knows one play. You do a Hail Mary pass. That's all you know. You don't know how to do a field goal. You don't know how to do a run. You don't know how to do any. You don't know how to do any of that. You don't know how to do a handoff. You don't know how to run up the middle. You just know how to throw Hail Marys. Jew, like it's magic. Oh, Jew. Oh, Jew. Whereas if you just come in and oppose globalism, world ID, social credit scores, brainwashing our kids, pedophilia, Satanism, communism, then we can get everybody together. And then we can get the Muslims. A lot of them want to get on board. The Jews, the Christians, just come on. We can all agree about basic stuff, can't we? Instead, our whole world is the Muslims and the Jews and their endless wars and their insanity. And all we talk about is them. And I'm forced to because they're trying to steal our elections and run our country. And Israel's declaring war on Europe. And completely every stereotype ever is literally doing it. And how's that turn out for the Jews in history? They'll conjure an Adolf Hitler. And then that's not fun, is it? Because say what you want about it and glorify because he's wearing a Hugo Boss uniform. Then hundreds of millions die or billions. See, we've been to this rodeo before. History repeats. And see, I'm trying to get everybody above this to see how it works. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting other results. You could send every Jew to Mars tomorrow. You could snap your fingers and send them to the Phantom Zone. And we would have the exact same crap going on and the exact same garbage going on. Are Jews organized and competent? And in many cases, and then you would just replace them with some other evil permutation. And we got plenty of them. You have to oppose the evil. And you have to do it from a position of moral understanding and godly directives. Because if we don't transcend all this hate and this tribalism, we're all dead. Everything I warned you about is coming true. How much more do you need to see come true before you listen to me? I do my homework. I know what I'm talking about. And Israel is now completely wild-eyed. The Muslims are wild-eyed. The Persians are wild-eyed. The left is wild-eyed. The entire globalist system is falling apart. They're in crisis.
They take you to war during periods like this. It's an end of an era. A new system is coming in. They want a crisis that they can manage to stay in control. That crisis will kill billions of people. All the numbers have been done. All the actuaries have been done. It's all been wargamed. It will make World War II look like a walk in the park. Danger, Will Robinson, like Lost in Space. The robot's like, danger, danger, danger. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? Everybody's moving nukes around. It's all going down. One more threat escalation ladder. We are nuclear war, boys and girls. Why do you think the billionaires are all running to the middle of nowhere and building giant bunkers? They're not doing it for no reason. Let's go to John Bowne's report on the text, and then I'll give you the rest of the story. Here it is.
Across the heartland of America, farmers are stumbling upon mysterious boxes of ticks scattered in their fields.
There are ticks everywhere. In 30 years, 20-some years of having horses, I've never had to deal with these many ticks.
While reports flood in of unnatural surges in tick populations, dropping like a biblical plague from the skies.
Weird stuff.
There it is right there, the tick box. I'm not going to touch it because there's ticks all over that thing. I know there is. Look at them crawling out of it. Millions of them. You can see the ticks.
And even boa constrictors in Florida that are invasive, they're now suddenly getting eaten and dying off because there's so many ticks all over them. I mean, this is just out of control.
As tick-borne illnesses explode nationwide, Lyme disease cases have skyrocketed, with ER visits for bites hitting multi-year highs this spring.
Look at my face and my neck. I can't eat red meat anymore. I can't have any animal byproducts in anything. And it's in everything. This is alpha-gal syndrome.
A 47-year-old New Jersey man ate a burger in 2024 and died 4 hours later. 2 weeks earlier, he got sick after eating a steak. It's called alpha-gal syndrome. It usually starts with a bite from a Lone Star tick that sensitizes a person's immune system to a sugar molecule found in the meat of mammals called alpha-gal. Reactions can include hives, nausea, and life-threatening anaphylaxis.
Yet just as the panic builds, pharmaceutical giants are fast-tracking a new Lyme disease vaccine, poised for rollout amid the chaos.
Stephen Rich is a professor of microbiology at UMass Amherst. He has studied ticks for decades. He is watching as Pfizer is now seeking approval on a Lyme disease vaccine.
What they found was that it was about 73% efficacious, meaning that it worked about 73% of the time.
Vaccine went to market in the late 90s, but failed.
For one reason or another, the company, arguably they said because of sales, took it off the market.
The demand now is high, but Rich and his researchers fear the public may see a vaccine as a tick cure-all.
If you got rid of Lyme disease, you won't get rid of ticks.
If approved, the vaccine could be a four-dose vaccination series, 3 injections in 1 year and a booster at year two.
So, I mean, if this vaccine is approved, it would be a game changer in the fight against Lyme disease.
And it's nothing new. From Cold War tick experiments to Plum Island Labs, bioweapons research has turned insects into silent vectors.
By the way, hit pause.
For years.
Back it up 10 seconds. Just wait till we get this new vaccine, whatever it is, and look at what it really does. Because remember, the COVID virus killed some people. It was real, modified, but just to scare everybody, it's the shots that did the mass killing and sterilization and cancer and heart attacks and all of it and strokes, myocarditis. So, again, it's going to be this vaccine's the weapon. You can know that. Let's continue.
To Plum Island Labs, bioweapons research has turned insects into silent vectors for years.
Did we actually use ticks as bioweapons?
Yes, it's actually in CIA documents that have been declassified. For instance, infected ticks were deployed from C-130s flying low over sugarcane fields in Cuba back in the day under President Kennedy. There is abundant evidence of the testing, field testing, of infected ticks and other insects in a variety of settings in the United States and elsewhere. Clearly, USAMRIID was involved, and in particular, the Plum Island facility that had been a biowarfare investigative facility up in Long Island region.
Animal bioweapons
was transferred over
humans.
To USDA, was involved in a lot of this research.
Possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the long star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
We've seen this playbook before, and only too recently. Create or amplify the crisis, suppress natural treatments and honest debate, then roll out the profitable fix. Declassified documents on military insect releases and ongoing congressional probes into Lyme's bioweapon origins only deepen the suspicion. The government parasites are literally sucking the blood from its own people. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
We got more on this and how to counter it when we come back. I'm going to finish up with that, get into the Massey election today. And I believe Massey will win the election. But if he doesn't win by at least 10 points, the globalists are going to steal it. And if he's able to win, I'm going to make the prediction now, they're going to kill him. They already tried to kill Rand Paul 5-6 times. Thomas Massey is a hero. He's the real deal. Built his own house with his own hands. He's just a farmer, MIT educated. He's a good guy. And he's the guy they're focusing on right now trying to destroy. That's all coming up. Please stand with those that are at the tip of the spear. The enemy thinks if they just come after those of us at the tip of the spear that, and then they crush us, you'll get scared and run off. I know that's not who you are. You're fighting back when you share the articles and videos at alexjoneslive.com. That's the new mothership, the destination for the next level of the information war, alexjoneslive.com. And go to the alexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, an ultramethylene blue in the iodine. It's incredible. You're missing out not getting it. Stand with us. I need your help. We're in this together. Stand up for yourself now while you get great products that enrich your life, make you so much healthier. They're so amazing. Just try them. You'll be hooked. Buy one, get one free, only for 48 hours. The alexjonesstore.com on the ultramethylene blue and the iodine right now, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP and get $40 to spend in the store each month for free. Thealexjonesstore.com.